When was your last relationship?
Like I said, it was with my baby father, which was my fiance. That was back in 2020, the one who committed suicide. As far as being intimate, because I know that's the next question that's going to be asked, I can tell you that's been by like 2-3 months ago.
I don't know how to ask this question because technically you're separated, but when was your last relationship?
To be honest, my last relationship probably was my marriage.
What do you mean by that?
When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Mind your business.
That's the answer?
March.
March, okay.
They are who we thought they were.
Jay, when was your last relationship?
I have been single for 3 years.
3 years. Yeah. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
3 months.
Stop it. Get some help.
So when was your last relationship?
My last relationship was when I was married, to be honest.
And that was, when did you get divorced?
That was 2019.
Okay, so that's 6 years ago. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
The last time I was intimate with somebody was last night.
Wait a damn minute.
What? Serious?
Yeah.
What you calling me for? What's up with him?
No, that's just my friend.
But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby,
get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Okay, you the second lady in the last week and a half that be calling me. Let me give y'all some advice, okay? If you trying to get another man to be your man, having sex with your friend is not the way to reveal. Because no man wants to know you got a friend that when you get mad at him, you can go over Leroy house, your friend with benefits.
That's true.
That's so true. Remember, but I'm going to give y'all a tip. Because I think the answer is you don't have to answer that question. It's the one question you can say, Kendra, I don't want to answer. If you have, if that, now, let me tell you the only reason why men can get away with this. Because women don't really care. Y'all say y'all care, but if a man is fine and he got a woman in the background, I know the proof is in the pudding. I own dating apps. I own a dating app. Y'all still gonna reach out.
That's a damn shame.
So I know y'all be talking a lot of shit, but I know the data. So it should work in a man's favor, but it can't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not gonna work in a woman's favor unless it's a guy from Africa who just want to get to the country. He don't give a damn if your man live with you too, because he's trying to live with you because he wants to be here. He don't care if your baby daddy live with you because he trying to get out of his country. That's the only man that's watching my show that don't give a damn if you slept with somebody in the last 24 hours. Every other decent man gonna care. So ladies, stop saying it.
Well, I can say this, even though I had sex 24 hours ago, guys and girls, don't judge me because I did take a shower.
Man, sit your dumb ass down. And
so, Alex, when was your last relationship?
So, like, committed relationship?
Whatever your definition of a relationship
okay,
is.
I don't even want to tell you, girl. I've been out of a committed relationship a long, long time. Because, and see this, and I didn't realize it until the other day. Because for a long time, I wasn't dating with intention. And I honestly would just focus on my career and focus on me. And so probably I started dating with intention in 2022. Because I did therapy for 3 years. And I learned a lot about myself, worked on myself. So now I'm in a better space to love somebody properly and somebody to love me properly now.
So what's the answer to when was your last relationship?
Oh. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Girl, let's just say it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
So that question you have to answer. You don't got to answer the sex question, though. But when was your last relationship?
The last committed relationship was 10 years ago.
So 10 years. So you've been not in a relationship for 10 years. Okay. You don't have to answer this next question, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
October.
Nasty bitch.
October. Okay. So, okay, October. Are you, now what are you seeking? You told me you want a husband, right?
Yes.
So, do you want to start only having sex when you get into a relationship?
See, not necessarily. Sex is not a big thing for me. Like, the first love of my life, his thing was smile, the sex was trash.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
So, that's not a deal breaker for me.
The well, where's sex... he at? What happened with your first love of your life? Why you not with him?
Girl, I don't want nothing to do with him. He still be hitting me up on Facebook. But, I just... The sex part, for me, if I see this going towards a relationship and this is like we're dating seriously to move towards a relationship, then that's something I'm willing, like I would be willing to have sex with somebody like that. But just to have sex with somebody just because I like you, I don't understand why. Because you could like somebody today and don't like me.
It worked for you in 10 years. You've been having sex for 10 years without a relationship.
Yeah, but then I wasn't dating with any intention. But now...
You probably wasn't dating with intentions, but men are always dating, whether they're going to sleep with you or not. So you were... So you're saying you were particularly attracting men you knew you wouldn't be in relationships with?
Yeah, I was dating men I knew I would never be in a relationship. I wouldn't want them to be my man.
That's stupid, guys. I didn't. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
When was your last relationship?
About a year ago.
A year ago, okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
2 weeks ago.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Do me motherfucking fucking dirty shit.
What's up with him?
He doesn't live in Houston, so like... Whenever he comes in town, which is maybe like every 2 or 3 months, we see each other. So it's not anything like super consistent.
Do you want something serious?
Yes, I would prefer something serious. I don't really look at him as someone I would be in a relationship with.
You just enjoy being intimate.
Well, no, it's kind of fresh. It's not like a long-term thing. I think maybe we've only had sex like 2 or 3 times.
That is bullshit.
Now, the men watching, I don't want them to be...
I know. I mean, I wasn't going to answer, but I just feel like honesty is the best policy.
Wrong!
So, yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You're right. I'm trying to think. Because what happens is, this is what I've seen a lot of times from hosting the show is, what were your demands again? What kind of man you want?
Someone who doesn't smoke or drink or like party consistently. Someone who believes in something. You can either be religious or spiritual. Somebody who's educated. Somebody with no kids. Preferably black, but I've dated outside my race as well.
Wait, hold on. Did the guy you sleep with 2 weeks ago make 70K?
She got your ass. He has his own business. I don't know exactly how much he makes, but, yeah.
So this is what I've learned. And this is why that question, I appreciate your honesty. But what's going to happen is men are going to watch and they're going to say you was with a guy 2 weeks ago who doesn't necessarily have the requirements that you're looking for. And then the new guy has to have all these requirements to maybe get a shot to be your man and have sex with you when you're allowing a man from 2 weeks ago who doesn't reach your requirements get to have the most precious thing you can actually give away outside of a child.
Well, the guy, he wants to be in a relationship, but I just don't want to because I don't feel like he possesses the qualities that I would like in a partner. So.
That's fine, but you're kind of further making my point. He doesn't possess the qualities. He doesn't possess the policies, but he still gets the hit. That's how men look at it, right?
I got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Claire, I've been hosting this show for 5 years. If you want something serious, now, if you don't want nothing serious, it don't matter. If you want something serious and you've had sex in the last 6 months, just say you don't want to answer the question.
Understood.
Listen to Auntie on this one. I would not steer you wrong.
Okay. All right. We see. Whoop, whoop. We see you, girl. We see you, Dorothy. Dorothy, when was your last relationship?
3 months ago.
3 months ago. Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
A month and a half ago.
Who you slept with a month and a half ago?
An old person I used to date.
Girl. Was y'all in a relationship?
Yeah, we was.
So you just broke up with somebody 3 months ago? A month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. When was your last relationship?
3 months ago.
Well, the last time you was intimate was a month and a half.
Right.
So was that the old relationship?
Yes.
You're gonna have to learn sexual discipline.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanna if you are truly trying to seek a man of God, you are gonna have to learn how to be sexually disciplined in that area.
That is not going to happen.
Because you're never gonna be able to attract that type of guy.
I understand.
It's gonna be on, and listen, again, it's your life, right? And we could do all things our way. But when I do the three flaws, this is what I'm saying. This is why I think it's always important to do three flaws, because it can help you self-assess yourself and recognize in what areas, what am I doing to attract what I don't want? Because right. That's what it comes down to. This is the harshest truth. It's never about the other person. It really is never about them. It's all about you, because you're doing something to attract that person. So as soon as you make the changes to you, either that person changes and comes to your level, or they fall off because now you're a new person, right? So as long as you can't learn to control your sexual discipline to get to really know a guy first and to see if he's really a man of God, you're going to go in circles.
Right.
La 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 la, I am not listening. La 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 la.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it.
I want you to really concentrate on me.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to cut down her throat, something like that, and after that, she's fucking in the dating market, she's done.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.